New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
And wherever you are, go ahead and share tonight's episode with someone, with a friend. And if you're driving in your car, let someone know where they can hear TMG.
It's time to get on board. TMG is taking off.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. Hi, everybody! Welcome to a brand new episode of TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Hey, guys, real quick, don't forget to visit, share, subscribe, and like our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with a capital T. And as always, I want to give a huge shout-out to my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, my lovely wife, Nicole. Hey, girl, how you doing? I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Man, today I am so excited about today's episode. And I can hardly contain myself preparing for today's show. Yeah, this today has a little extra something behind it. I'm really excited about being here today, guys, for a couple of reasons, because today's episode has me excited, and there's one more reason that I'm excited. I'm excited because guess what, guys? Today's my birthday. That's right. Today is my birthday. How old am I? I'm 55. Yeah, I know. I don't look it, right? I do not look like it. I don't feel like it. So I'm super excited to have everyone here joining me on my birthday. If you had asked me years ago, what do I see myself here celebrating with each and every one of you all around the world tuning in to this global podcast, to this global show, and that I would have an opportunity to share my birthday with each and every one of you, I would have said, no way, man. You're out of your mind. There's no way. But I'm so glad that each and every one of you are here to celebrate my birthday with me. To me, this is like one of the biggest birthday parties ever. So I'm super excited to be, and I'm glad that each and every one of you are joining, whether you're in Spain or Mexico, whether you're in Portugal or the UK, whether you're in South Africa or South America, or guys, or whether you're in France or Belgium or Germany, wherever you are right now streaming or watching and listening to this, let me tell you, thank you. If this is your very first time tuning into the show, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you joining me for the very first time. He said, well, Travis, man, this isn't my first time. This is not my first time around a block. Thank you for streaming. I want to thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Guys, today's episode really has me going, and I'm ready to dive into it, guys. But before we do, guys, I want to go ahead and drop an announcement to you, everybody. TMG is getting ready to go on its holiday break. That's right. It's getting ready to go on its holiday break. Typically, you can hear a show each Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Central, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. But TMG will be on a break beginning next Thursday. That means this is the last episode of the year. What? I know. Don't panic. You can still stream episodes, guys, your favorite episodes, guys, on your favorite streaming platform like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and so many more. Guys, I want to go ahead and start and get everything out of the way. Now, if you've been listening to the show for any amount of time, everybody knows that this show is all about finding moments of inspiration in our everyday lives. So if you have an inspiring story that you'd like to tell and maybe come on the show, drop me an email at tellmesomething21@gmail.com. And you say, well, Travis, what was that email address again? tellmesomething21@gmail.com. So, Travis, now I know someone that has a great story, and they would be a fantastic guest on your show. But I don't want to come on the show because I'm a little camera shy. Don't worry. Send us their information at tellmesomething21@gmail.com. And you can even remain anonymous if you'd like. There you go. Guys, I want to go ahead and play the information by our affiliate sponsors and get that out the way. Once that's done, we're going to dive into this episode because this is going to be good. Don't go nowhere. Come on in. We're just getting started. Thank you, everybody.
Walmart is a proud associate sponsor of TMG Tell Me Something Good podcast. Please use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethinggood, and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link. Fanatics is the place to go for all of your officially licensed sports gear from your favorite sports and sports teams. Use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomething21, and pay a visit to our sponsor today. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link.
Breaking your phone sucks. Breaking your phone, then trying to sell it online sucks. Breaking your phone, selling it online, only to find out that the money you'll only get for it sucks. Breaking your phone, selling it online for peanuts, shipping it, and finding out that you got scammed sucks. Gizmogo makes selling your phone fast, safe, and simple by paying you the highest price for your device. And with Gizmogo's free unlimited shipping and price guarantee, millions of people are starting to sell on Gizmogo. Fast, safe, simple. Gizmogo, the best way to sell tech.
There it is, guys, right there. Thank you. Guys, please visit one of our affiliate sponsors. The information's in the chat. You said, but Travis, man, I'm not watching. That's okay. Keep listening up, and you'll hear it. Guys, today's episode, if you did not catch the title, the topic of today's episode, guys, I want to go ahead and drop that for today's topic. We're going to talk about, guys, is squeeze. Yes, squeeze. Squeeze. Today's episode, guys, topic is squeeze. Yeah, I know you're probably wondering where in the world is Travis going to go with that. Well, just sit back, guys, buckle up, because we're about to get started. Guys, I know just recently a lot of people, and it's kind of fitting, I know last week it was Thanksgiving. And a lot of people celebrated Thanksgiving. And I know not everyone celebrates Thanksgiving. And I know not every country celebrates Thanksgiving, but we did celebrate that here. And but so for those of us who did celebrate Thanksgiving, which was last week, many of us came out of this huge celebration of Thanksgiving, right? Where we prepared this enormous feast for people. So I guess it's a little fitting that last week, many were having celebrations of Thanksgiving and celebrating the holiday of Thanksgiving. That this week, we would be discussing what we are today. And today's topic we are discussing is squeeze. Last week was Thanksgiving, and this week we're talking about squeeze. Because Thanksgiving, like most holidays or celebrations, is one of those holidays where people typically prepare a lots of food. I mean, they will have wall-to-wall food from one end of the table to the other end of the table. It is a veritable feast. It is a cornucopia of different foods that will keep your mind in salacious pleasure. Literally, food everywhere. So it's one of those huge feast days that where they have food everywhere for the eyes can see. And we enjoy this time with family and friends and loved ones and our neighbors. Some people volunteer at different shelters or they invite in strangers just so they can participate in this holiday and feel the love and feel the part, be a part of something special. And so they have this huge feast that they celebrate with different people and different individuals. And they have food everywhere, and I'm not complaining about it, because if anybody knows me, they know that I can eat. That's right, man. If anybody knows me, you know that I can eat. And there is food everywhere, all over the table, all types of desserts, all kinds of food everywhere. And there's just so much. And so last week we were celebrating Thanksgiving. This week we're talking about squeeze. And I know there is a lot that I can eat, but the thing is this, I can only eat so much. I can only eat so much food. I can't eat everything. But there is only so much, guys, that anybody can eat. But since last week, we were talking about celebrating Thanksgiving, and there's food everywhere. So the people that prepared food, food was everywhere. But there's only so much a person can eat, only so much a person can consume. So the big question that most were faced with after preparing this huge meal like this is, what do you do with the leftovers? Now, all this food, after the person has had round one, round two, you got your first plate, you sat there, you got comfortable, and you went back for the second plate. You sat there after the second plate, and some people went back for the third plate. But the question for the people who were preparing it is not how much you're going to eat, but what to do with the leftovers. Food is expensive. If you've ever been to the grocery store and you've been grocery shopping, no matter where you go now, the price of food is expensive. $40 worth of food today won't even get you half of what it got you 10 years ago or 20 years ago. Food is expensive. It costs something to put on a huge feast. It costs something to prepare a feast like this. And you left with the question, what to do with the leftovers? Food is expensive. And buying a lot of food for a huge meal can cost you a lot. But after a huge meal like this, but after this huge meal like we had during Thanksgiving celebration, there's one question we all must face that we all want to know what to do with the leftover after your uncle has prepared his plate, after your cousin and your neighbors have fixed their plate. So those who prepared the food are left with the question, what do I do with what's leftovers? And people make up recipes of how to prepare this, and they put some in the freezer. What do you do after everyone has prepared their plate and they sat down, after all the guests have gone home, and after the cleanup? What do you do with what's left over? All this leaves, once you prepare all this food, all this leaves behind is the question that each of us who prepared the food have to grapple with. Is the same thing. It's the same thing that left behind. We grapple with the same question. How do you squeeze the most out of what you have left? You have all this stuff that's left behind. And you have all this stuff left behind. After the guests have left, after the last plate has been fixed, after they prepared a meal to go, you sit there and you wonder what to do with what's left behind. Because typically, there is a tendency to pick over what's been left behind. Yeah. So the question that remains is, what do you do with what's left behind? Because typically, what gets left behind is what's picked over. Tendency is to pick over what's been left behind. Today's topic, guys, is squeeze. Yeah, it's squeeze. No different than when you look at this picture of somebody squeezing toothpaste out of a toothpaste tube, or squeezing a lime, or squeezing the juice out of a lime. What do you do with what's left over? How do you squeeze the most out of what's left behind? How do I squeeze the most out of what I've got left? And I know that there are a lot of things that we can say that will place the squeeze on us. But we're going to talk about two things today. We're going to talk about two things that can place the squeeze on us. The two things we're going to talk about today, guys. One thing, the first thing we're going to talk about is time. Yeah, the first thing we're going to talk about is time. Time has a way of squeezing us. The first thing is time. Now, my birthday comes on December the 5th of each year. It doesn't change. Even if it's a leap year, it still comes on December the 5th each year. Each year, I celebrate my birthday on the same day, December the 5th. Certain holidays, they come and arrive on the same day each year. Thanksgiving is the same day each year. Your birthday arrives the same day each year. What holiday is it that you celebrate? And it arrives the same day each year. It doesn't change, even if it's a leap year. It happens the same day each year. Year after year, it happens the same time every year. So each year at the same time of the year, we celebrate and live through another birthday, another holiday, another, if you're married, another anniversary, It may be an anniversary of a job, but each year we live through another anniversary of something or celebration or something. Each year we celebrate things or recognize things the same time each year. And each year we go through similar process in preparation for the same thing. So each year, if it's time for your birthday, people will begin to prepare for their birthday the same time each year. If it's a holiday that you're celebrating, you'll prepare for that holiday the same time each year. If it's an anniversary, whatever it is, you'll prepare for it the same time each year. Because think about it, it happens the same time each year. And though our preparations may, listen, though our preparations may differ, we prepare for the same thing at the same time of the year, because it happens every year at the same time. It happens time after time. And the closer it gets to that time, you can possibly begin to feel some anxiety because it's getting closer to that time. And as the anniversary date approaches, you can begin feeling a little anxious about it because it's getting closer to that time. If you're hosting the holidays, you can begin to feel a little anxious and a little nerve-wracked because it's getting closer to that time. If you're celebrating an anniversary, if you're celebrating the, or if it's the anniversary of anything that happened in your life, as that time approaches, you can begin to feel that same nervousness that you did the very first time it occurred. That same anxiety begin to fall upon you. And if it was a traumatic thing that happened to you, if it was a betrayal that happened to you, you begin to feel that same anxiety, the same anxiousness, the same way you felt it in the beginning, the same way you felt it the first time you it happened, you begin to feel those same nerves around the same time because it's the anniversary that this happened to me. Six months ago, around this same time, around 3 years ago, this same thing happened to me around the same time. Around 10 years ago, I remember this happened to me at the same time. And as that time approaches, you can begin to feel the same nerves and the same anxiety around the same time. And around that same time after time, you'll feel it because time has a way of squeezing us. It will squeeze the anxiety out of us. It will squeeze the stress, and you'll begin to feel and experience the same emotions that you felt the first time it occurred. You'll feel and think the same way the first time that it occurred, because time has a way of squeezing us. And the closer it gets to that time, some begin to feel that same anxiety. You become nervous or anxious. What I'm saying, everybody, is this. Time has a way of applying pressure to us. Time has a way of placing the squeeze on a person. If you don't believe me, just ask anybody that ever had a goal they had to hit by a certain time. If you don't believe me, ask anyone that ever had a deadline they had to meet by a certain time. For all of you out there who may have businesses, and you have a client that says, I need this by a certain time, As that time approaches, you can begin. You checking boxes and say, "I got this right." I don't have this. You start feeling the pressure because you know you have to have it by a certain time. Time has a way of squeezing a person. It has a way of placing pressure and squeezing a person. And the closer you get to anything that remotely resembles what took place, you can begin to feel the squeeze, because time has a way of placing the squeeze on an individual. Guys, let me share something with you. There is a part of the brain that is responsible for processing our emotions. The part of our brain that is responsible for processing our emotions is called the amygdala. And that's spelled amygdala, A-M-Y-G-D-A-L-A. It's called the amygdala. It's the part of the brain that is responsible for processing our emotions. And what you have to understand is this. The mind, the amygdala, cannot determine the anxiety that a person may feel over the holidays from the anxiety that a person may feel from the loss of a job or the loss of a loved one or the loss of income or the loss of a relationship. It processes that anxiety the same way. That's right. So it will process the anxiety of a person who is experiencing the anxiety of a holiday in the same way that it does for a person who is experiencing the anxiety of the loss of a job or a relationship or a missed deadline. Time has a way of squeezing us all, especially if it's something that has happened to us before, especially if it's something that took place. I remember 6 months ago, this thing happened to me, and you will be recalling what happened to you 5 months ago, 5 years ago, 10 minutes ago, because time has a way of squeezing us all, especially if it's something that has happened to us before. Especially if it was a betrayal before, especially if it was a letdown before. Time has a way of squeezing us all. Something that we've experienced before, when that anniversary comes up, it will squeeze, and the amygdala will bring up those same emotions, will bring up that same anxiety, and it will squeeze us, and we will continue to go through that same thing emotionally as if it was 5 years ago. We'll go through that same thing emotionally the same way if it happened 10 years ago. Let me just ask this question. What have you been reliving time after time? Time has a way of squeezing us all. The second thing I want to talk about that can squeeze us is age. Yeah, age. Age has a way of squeezing us. I know age and time, they kind of run hand in hand, but age has a way of squeezing us. You know, as a kid, you see things differently as a kid than you do as an adult. You know, you just don't look at things, a lot of things the same way as an adult that you did when you were a kid. Some things, you know, you look at the kid, you look at a toy, you can look at, man, this toy is the greatest thing in the world. And as an adult, you say, oh, it's just a piece of plastic or whatever it may be, a piece of metal or wood or whatever. Or it's just something that you have to clean up from behind your kids when they don't pick up their toys. You know what I'm saying? You know, you buy kids toys for their birthday or for Christmas or whatever day you celebrate. And you say, don't buy toys, because that's just one more thing I got to pick up. One more thing I got to do. So you see things differently through the eyes of an adult than you did as a kid. So when you look at things through an adult eyes, they don't look the same to us as they did when we were a child, right? Can you agree with me on that? And as a child, you would view things kind of like, let's say, like the summer. I take the summer. You would view things like summer as exciting. It's the summer. No more school. No more getting up early. No more classes. So as a kid, you see the summer. It's summer vacation, man. I don't have to get up early. I can eat whatever I want. And man, I'm excited. No homework. No getting up in class. No going to that teacher's class who you don't like a whole lot. Summer just looks different than you as a kid than you do as an adult. Because as an adult, when you see summer, you're thinking, now they're at home more. Now I got to have more groceries in the house because now that they're home, they're going to eat up everything in the house. Now you got to think about childcare because they're not at school with the teacher. You got to start thinking about keep them occupied in something positive. You got to keep them going because now that school is out, you got to call home and check, make sure they're okay. So as an adult, you don't view summer the same way as a kid does. You see things differently as an adult than you did when you were a kid. So you just don't see things with the same eye. So there are things that you viewed as a child that when you look back, they don't look the same when you become an adult. And as you get older and begin to age, you begin to view a lot of things differently. Am I right? You just begin to view a lot of things differently simply because you age. Simply because you age. And some of the important things that you thought were, some of the things that you may have thought were important as a teenager, like who likes you, who doesn't like you, who stepped on your shoes, and how many likes somebody liked. They didn't like your post on social media. What's the popular crowd? Are you going to homecoming? Or did you become the homecoming king? Did you become the homecoming queen? Did you like this teacher? Did you not like this teacher? So some of those things that you thought were really important to you as a teenager, when you become an adult, you only see those things as distractions now because you are an adult. You just don't see things the same way because you begin to age. Things that you thought were a priority then are not even considered now. You don't even consider who likes your post, who doesn't like your post, who's popular, who's not popular. Some of those things you don't consider. Now, I know there's some adults who still...
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What's your perfect night? Is it curling up on the couch for a cozy, peaceful night in? Therapy can feel a bit like that. Your comfort place where you replenish your energy. With BetterHelp, get matched with a therapist based on your needs entirely online. It's convenient and suited to your schedule. Find comfort this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Worry about who likes them, who's the popular person, who's not the popular crowd, who's the in crowd, what's the clique to be in, what not the clique to be in. And as you begin to get older, your priorities shift and change with age. They shift and change with age. They shift because of that. And they just begin to shift because you don't see things the same way you used to see things. Things that you thought were priorities are not even considered now. They shift and change because of your age and because you have experienced more in life. Your life's experiences have increased. So because you've experienced more, your perspective or changes because of age and perspective and your experiences. And as you become older, as you age, the things that you consider as priorities become goals and the things you care about the most. But some of those things that we dreamed about doing and accomplishing when we were younger, they are still lodged in our memories. Some of us had dreams and goals and things that we said that we were going to do. You know, some of us said, when I get in my 20s, I'm going to do this. When I get in my 30s, I'm going to accomplish this. By the time I hit 50, I'm going to do that. By the time I hit 70, I'm going to do that. By the time I get to 80, I'm going to be like this. When I get 15, I'm going to do like this. So there's a lot of things that we said that we're going to do when we hit a certain age. And we promised ourselves, when we hit 35, we'll buy our home. When we hit 40, we'll be doing this. And age has a way of talking to us like no one else can. Age has a way of reaching us better than anybody can, better than the most well-designed speech. Age has a way of talking to us like no one else can. And those things that we said we wanted to do, they're still lodged in our memories and lodged in time and lodged in our experiences. And almost, they seem like they're almost forgotten, but they are still there. Somebody said they want to write a book by the time they hit 35, and they haven't written it yet, and they still got the pen, they still got the paper, the idea might still be there. And you said, man, by the time I hit 30, 40, I'm going to be at this. But whatever it age it was, we said, but it is still there, lodged in your memories and almost forgotten because of age. And as we get older, as we age, some of those things, some of those dreams seem to begin to fade with age. And with age, things do fade. You knew you wanted to do something, but you don't have all the details. Because with age, things begin to fade. If you don't believe me, leave something outside long enough. And as it begins to age and experience the weather, it may be brightly colored now, but it can begin to rust with age. And there's some dreams that are just rust in color. They begin to fade in color because of age. Dreams can fade with age. Hope can fade with age. Our health can begin to decline with age. Things do fade with age. There's nothing like the feeling of getting older to bring a person into realization that if there was ever anything they were ever going to accomplish, if there was ever any goal they wanted to achieve, that if they don't do it now, they may not have enough time because they are older now. As people begin to age, they begin to say, well, I don't have enough time now. I'm 50 years old. I'm 30 years old. I'm running out of time. There's nothing like the feeling of getting older and beginning to age that makes the person begin to feel like they're running out of time, that they may not have as much time as they thought they had. You feel like I'm running out of time. Let me ask, is there anybody out there who's feeling like that you're running out of time, that you don't have as much time as you thought you had? I thought I would have done this by 20s. I thought I would have completed this in my 30s. I thought for sure in my 40s I would have jumped on this. I thought for sure in my 60s I would have accomplished this by now. And at this point, you begin to feel time squeeze. And you say, I'm running out of time. Maybe you wanted to repair a relationship and you feel I'm running out of time. Maybe there was things you wanted to correct about your character or some things that you wanted to do with, and I'm running out of time. I knew I wanted to do some things, but I feel like I'm running out of time. And we feel this way because, unlike everything else that can squeeze us, unlike everything else that can squeeze us, unlike time, age is personal. Yeah, age is personal. You are 55. Somebody else is a different age. Someone else is a different age. Age is personal. That's a personal squeeze. That's the kind of squeeze that you can be in a room full of people and no one else can know what's going on in your mind. That's the kind of squeeze that can be happening right now. And listen, you could be in a happy moment and you can feel the squeeze. There could be a smile on your face and you can feel the squeeze, because age is personal. Age has a way of placing a squeeze on an individual, making them feel like either they are too old or too young to either try anything new or accomplish what they set out to do. Age talks to the old just like it does the young. You're too young to be that involved into something worthwhile. Wait until you get older to do that. You're too old to try something new. You're too old to change now. What they see is what they get. Everybody in my culture is like this. Everybody in my family is like this. Everybody in my circle that I know is like this. Why should I change now? Age will talk to the old just as well it will talk to the youth. The youth. There's no difference. Age doesn't care whether you're old or young. It will tell a young person, you're too young to get serious. You're too young to be that for real. Go ahead and wait till you get older. And then when you get older, it will tell you, you wasted too much time. You should have done this while you was younger. Age will tell you that you're too old to try anything. Listen, age will talk to the old just like it will do the young. Age will tell you that you're too old to try anything and that your best times are behind you. You can also tell someone that they're too young to get involved into anything that's worthwhile. Yeah, age will talk to you. Age talks to the old and the young as well. And it has a way of putting a squeeze on both. What was the last thing age told you? Yeah, what was the last thing that age told you? Now, listen, if you've been listening to this show, and maybe you're new, Everyone knows that I enjoy a very good, I enjoy a good story. I really do, man. I enjoy a good story. And we have time for a very, very brief story. I got a very brief story, guys. I promise you. I enjoy a good story. And I enjoy a good story because I like all the plots that a story has with it. I like all the plots. I like all the twists. I like all the turns that goes along with the story. It's just amazing. I love a good story. I like the plots. I like the twists. I like the turns that a story can take. I like it because the story can take a turn at any moment. Because at any given time, no matter how a story may be going, if you continue to turn the pages, you could be just a few pages away from changing the entire story. Maybe, just maybe, that's just something someone needs to hear right now. Maybe that's what somebody needs to hear right now. Maybe you tuned in for just that part right there. Maybe you tuned in to hear that if you find a way, maybe that's something someone needs to hear. We are all living out our individual story. And I can't say that everything we're looking at or reading is going to be pleasant when you hear this show. But somehow, if we find the courage to continue turning the pages with hope and expectation, maybe somewhere in between the pages, maybe somewhere in between the turning, your story can begin to change. You are just a few pages away from changing your story. Maybe you tuned in for just that. Maybe you tuned in to hear that you are just a few pages from changing your story. Maybe if you could find the courage, I'm going to turn one more time. I don't feel like it, but I'm going to keep turning. I don't think it's going to change, but I'm going to keep turning. I don't know it's going to be this way, but keep turning. Travis, you don't know the kind of boss and job I got, but keep turning. Maybe you're just a few pages away from changing your story. So here's a quick story, guys, a real quick story. I promise it's a real quick story. So I have this really short story that I like to share, and it's really more of an admission than a story. It's really more something that I want to admit than it really is a story. So one day, This is absolutely true. So one day I'm home and I'm brushing my teeth, right? And Nicole, my wife, who comes in, Nicole comes in while I'm brushing my teeth. And so I'm done. I'm brushing my teeth. I'm done. And now the toothpaste tube that I was using is I set it on the sink because I'm done with it. And I'm done. And so the toothpaste tube that I was using is on the sink and because I'm done with it. And the tube, a toothpaste, which is kind of sitting there, and I'm actually getting ready to throw it away because, like I said, I'm done with it. Nicole stops me, and she asked me this question. She said, "Why are you throwing that away? There is still a lot left in that tube." I'm like, "No, it's not. There's nothing left in this tube, Nicole. I've used it all." And she said, no, there is still a lot left in the tube. I responded, listen, this thing is empty. I've used everything that's in it. There's nothing left. I'm telling her I've used it up. I used it up, Nicole. I just used the last of it right now. I just used the last of it. And she still asked me, "Why are you throwing this thing away? There's still something left." I said, "I've used everything." And of course she says, No, you haven't used everything. No, you haven't. I can see, and she said, you haven't used everything. She said she could see that there's a lot more still in there. So what she did, she got it out of my hand, and she got it from my hand, and she got the toothpaste tube that I was about to throw away. Now, mind you, I have been using this toothpaste for months, and I've been squeezing it for months. And so she got this toothpaste tube that I had in my hand that was misshapen from my squeezing it, that was bent out of shape because I was squeezing it over time, and that was all squeezed because I squeezed it from after use, after time, and over use. So this thing that I had squeezed that was all bent out of shape from me squeezing it and using it, she grabbed the toothpaste tube from my hand, and she said, there is more in here. She said, you just have to know how to squeeze it from the bottom up. She said, you have to squeeze it from the bottom up. I know you are about to throw it away, but do it again and squeeze it from the bottom up. I don't know what you were about to throw the towel in on. I don't know what you were about to throw out. I don't know what you were about to give up on. And I'm not certain of the things you may have turned your back on, but maybe, and I'm not making you any promises, but maybe you might need to go back and squeeze it from the bottom up. When Nicole began squeezing the tube of toothpaste from the bottom up, more of it came out of it. When she took it in her hands and squeezed it from the bottom up, I began to see what she saw. When she squeezed it from the bottom up, I began to see what she could see. What I'm saying is this. Sometimes we might need a little help from others to see something in ourselves that we can't see. We might need someone to help believe in us when we don't even believe in ourselves. We'll find a reason to believe in ourselves when we don't even want to believe in ourselves, because sometimes we're so close to it that we can't see it. Now, I have been using the same tube of toothpaste all this time, and I didn't see what she saw. Sometimes we can become so familiar with things that we cannot see what's left in them. We can become so familiar with others that we can't see that there's still something left and that there's still something valuable there. Listen, don't be so quick to throw people away. Don't be so quick to throw yourself away. Don't be so quick to turn your back on others. Don't be so quick to turn your back on yourself. Maybe you've been squeezing it the wrong way. Maybe you've been looking at them the wrong way. Maybe you've been talking about yourself the wrong way. Maybe you've been thinking about that thing that happened to you the wrong way. Maybe you've been processing it the wrong way. Is it possible that you've been processing that squeeze the wrong way? Is it possible you've been processing what has squeezed you the wrong way? She said, you got to take it and squeeze it from the bottom up. Don't be so quick to throw yourself away. Maybe you've been talking about yourself the wrong way. And Nicole told me, this is what she said. She said, if you're going to squeeze it, then squeeze it from the bottom up. If you have to go to your job tomorrow, next week, next month, do it from the bottom up. I know you may not get along with everybody, but do it from the bottom up. But Travis, you don't know the type of manager I got. You don't know the boss that I have. You don't know the place that I work. I get it. I'm not saying you don't have a right to be angry. I'm not saying you don't have a right to feel what you feel. But maybe you're processing what has been squeezing you the wrong way. Maybe you've been squeezing it from the middle. Maybe you've been squeezing it from the top. Maybe you need to squeeze it from the bottom up. Don't waste anything that's been squeezing you. Don't waste anything that you've had to go through. Don't waste anything that put pressure on you. Squeeze it from the bottom up. Get the most out of what you can from it. Don't let it just pressure you. Squeeze it from the bottom up. Nicole told me, she said, if you're going to do it, squeeze it from the bottom up. If you gotta go to that job, do it from the bottom up. Get the most you can out of it. Get the best you can out of it. She said, you'll get more out of it. If you squeeze it from the bottom up, you'll find there's more still inside if you do it from the bottom up. And listen, I know we can sometimes go through things and it can feel like it got the best of us. I can know we can go through some things and it can feel like it got took everything out of us. But let's be honest. Let's be honest and be truthful about it. You don't know what's left in you. You don't know what all you have left in you. There's more packed in you than you thought there was. The time didn't stop. The age can't hold back. Get the most out of what you are right now. Squeeze it from the bottom up. Guys, listen. The word squeeze, around the year 1650, the word squeeze, there was a definition for the word squeeze that was going around in the year 1650. The definition for the word squeeze was to produce or procure. Procure means to bring about. To make happen by the application of pressure. So to produce or make happen by adding pressure to it. What you don't understand is some things didn't get better until pressure was added to it. So what I learned from that incident with the toothpaste and Nicole, I learned that day that sometimes pressure can not only bring out the best, but it will also bring out whatever is left. Yeah, it can bring out whatever is left. So whatever has been squeezing you is bringing out what was left in you. I know you thought you had nothing left, but you still got something left. Sometimes we run from pressure, but it's bringing out what's left in us. It's bringing out what time couldn't stop. It's bringing out what age couldn't hold back. It's bringing out what personal experiences couldn't keep back. Pressure will always bring out what is left in you. Maybe you've been looking at pressure the wrong way. Maybe you've been looking at it the wrong way all this time. Pressure will always bring out what is left. There is more to you than what you've thought. There is more inside you than what you've already experienced. Listen, you've only experienced a portion of life. Listen, while Nicole was squeezing that tube of toothpaste, I noticed she was beginning to grunt. And little lines were forming under her eyes because she was grunting because she was squeezing it from the bottom up. She was trying to get out of it everything she could out of it. So I noticed while she was squeezing it, she began to grunt and little lines began to form in her face. So I learned that you can't be cute when you're trying to squeeze it from the bottom up. You can't be concerned about who's looking at you or what someone has written about you on social media. You can't be concerned about the last negative text message that you got or the last email that you read. If you're going to get everything you can out of what's left, you must be willing to sometimes look a little strange to others. You must be willing to do things and sound a little abnormal or unusual and irregular. You can't squeeze things from the bottom up and be cute. Let's be honest about it. All the hell that you've been through in your life, you can't get cute now. Squeeze it from the bottom up. You might have to grunt. You might have to listen. You might have to risk being the only one. Listen. You have to risk looking different to everyone else. And know this. The things that you have experienced can't drain you. There is more in you. Squeeze from the bottom up. If you squeeze it the right way, you'll see that you have more left. If you squeeze it the right way, you'll begin to look just like this. The tail end may be all squeezed, but the part that matters will have more in it. Your past may be squeezed, but your future will look a whole lot better. If you squeeze it the right way, you'll see that you have more left. If you squeeze it the right way, you'll have something to come back to. Squeeze things from the bottom up, and you will save some for later. Squeeze things from the bottom up, and things will start to look differently to you. There's one more word, guys, I want to share with you. This word is called eustress, and it's spelled E-U-S-T-R-E-S-S. Eustress. And the word is the physical, mental, or emotional tension caused by something positive or is psychologically or physical beneficial. It's the type of squeeze that doesn't break you, but it's the type of squeeze that will push you to be your very best. Squeeze
from the bottom up. This moment on, make up your mind. I'm squeezing from the bottom up. Guys, it's about that time. And as always, it's been a real blast. I want to thank you for celebrating my birthday with me. Thank you, everybody all around the world, for celebrating. You can tune in right here each week, guys. Each week, every Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Central, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, to listen to the show. Or, guys, you can listen on your favorite streaming platform like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and so much more. Guys, I got to get out of here. But as always, in parting, if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. Happy holidays, everybody. Peace. I'm out of here, guys. I got to go.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.